Good afternoon. This is a special meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It's 4:14 p.m. on Thursday, March 14, 2019. This meeting is being held in Commission Hearing Room 1025 at 210 North 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this afternoon are the full commission, John Valentine Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell Commissioner, Lawrence C. Walters Commissioner. Also joining us is Scott W. Smith, Executive Director. First item on the agenda is the general public comment period, where anyone who wishes to address the tax commissioners for matters up to 3 minutes not pending or reasonably imminent on appeal to the tax commission. I see no one has signed up for the general portion of it. Is there anybody else who is interested in making that presentation? Seeing none, I'll go on to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is to approve the commission meeting minutes of February 28, 2019, and I recognize Commissioner Walters for that motion on this matter.
I move that we approve the commission meeting minutes of February 28, 2019.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Rule that passes unanimously. The meeting minutes of February 28, 2019 are approved. Next item on the agenda is to consider commission action on matters related to a 2019 general session bill, which is Senate Bill 263, Property Tax Definition Amendments. And I'm going to open up for discussion on that first before I recognize anybody for a motion. I'll start off with a couple of quick items. This came to my attention approximately 48 hours ago when it appears that the bill was going to be moving forward, and it was a issue that directly relates to a case that is before the commission on a motion for reconsideration. Excuse me. That case has been... had a waiver executed by all the parties, which has transpired yesterday afternoon, and we then set this meeting timely for the 24-hour notice requirement of the Open Meetings Act to hear it at this time. With that, I'm willing to have any discussion before I recognize someone for a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner Cragen.
That the waiver we received is not broad enough for us to be able to talk about that case in this setting.
I said that as well, and that's why I have not named the case or the file number of that case.
I just want to make sure we don't have any more discussion about it.
Thank you. That's good for you to recognize that. Anything else before I recognize, Commissioner Rockwell for a motion?
Thank you. I move that the Commission support delaying the effective date of 2019 General Session, Senate Bill 263, Property Tax Exemption Amendment, until July 1, 2020. As part of this motion, I also move to support working with interested parties during the 2019 interim to address issues related to Senate Bill 263.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Commissioner Walters.
I'd like to suggest that we add a phrase at the beginning of the motion that says, should the bill pass, we'd support delaying the effective date, as Rebecca indicated. The other thing I would observe is that while I support the idea of working with the interested parties, I don't think we can do that in the context of standards. I think it's going to take something more than that to be effective.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Cragen.
I believe the question of the effective date of the bill is still under debate by the legislature, and the reason we've been asked to take a position is because it's directly related to the progress of the bill through the legislative process. So it seems to me it would be counterproductive to put a caveat, should the bill passes, at the beginning of our motion.
And I would concur with Commissioner Cragen's comment on that, seeing as how the amendment would have to be made prior to the passage of the legislation. And the amendment would have to be made in the House. I understand that Senate Bill 263 is now on the House board, and I see that the amendment to delay the effective date is a public amendment with Representative Hawks' name on it, but again, that would have to be taken care of prior to the passage of the legislation.
Okay, and I recognize Commissioner Walters. Do you want to make a motion to amend the motion? That would be a substitute motion. Do you wish to make that motion at this time?
Not at this point, no.
Okay, good. Primary motion still before us. Primary motion is a motion that the Commission support delaying the effective date of the 2019 General Session Senate Bill 263, Property Tax Exemption Amendment, until July 1st, 2020, and that we support working with interested parties during the 2019 interim to address issues related to Senate Bill 263. Further debate on the motion as I've just stated it. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule it passes unanimously. The motion is passed and approved. Next item on the agenda is commissioners' reports. Any commissioner have a report that they wish to give at this time?
No.
Seeing none, I'll go to the executive director. Executive director's report.
I also don't have anything at this time.
Okay, good. Final motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule it passes unanimously. We are adjourned.